And welcome.
They're enjoying my countdown. What's up, everybody?
It was good. It was a Wayne's World style countdown there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you there, Steve.
Zero.
Directing traffic.
Yeah.
Zero. What are you talking about, my bank account?
We can start
How dare you bring my bank account up at this time?
Our three-guitar band, just three guitars only. We'll call it Directing Traffic.
Tres Guitaro. Tres Guitaro.
Greg Martin's Traffic Jam.
Yeah. Tres Guitaro.
Tres Guitaro.
Yeah, there we go.
Welcome to... We're Directing Traffic.
Hey, everybody.
How are y'all? We're Directing Traffic. Good band name.
I love you so much. I want to swap your head. And okay, I'll just they know better.
Go on with it, there.
You like it?
I was enjoying it. Is that song about Steve?
No. I don't want to slap Steve's head. Love is a beautiful thing. Come on, baby, would you wear my ring? We'll run off to Tennessee and get married.
Instead of summer shade. We got enough That's money.
High school love affair. I wrote a new song just now. High school love affair.
High school.
We'll run off to Tompkinsville for
County
a meal.
Fair.
Some barbecue that used to squeal.
There oh, man, you got me excited now.
I'm going to go to R&S.
Yeah, sorry, folks. I'm... Haven't had enough coffee today. Thanks for inviting me to come over and derail your
there you go.
What you guys do every
yeah, thanks, man.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks for coming. And
we'll finish up
weird
high school love affair soon.
Yeah. What's that Steve Winwood traffic song? It's almost kind of like that.
He probably copied us.
He probably did.
Oh, that's
Blind Faith?
That's Blind Faith.
Great stuff.
I can't remember the exact rhythm of it, how it goes.
Yeah. Well, can we see who's talking to
sea
us?
Sea of Joy. That's
Sea of Joy.
That's the name of the song.
I like Do What You Like Too.
Do What You Like.
Yeah. It's like Man from Uncle or
I
something.
I love Ginger Baker's
Air Force.
How can we see who's watching this?
Steve,
I'll come over
Steve.
Here.
Steve, he's the master.
Right there.
He
hey,
is.
David Thompson.
Hello.
Aaron, hey, everybody. Got
David Thompson. Is that
in?
Brother David?
Brother David.
From Ebner?
No, from Virginia.
Virginia. Sorry about that. Yeah.
David from Virginia. Greg Martin here, ladies
hey
and
guys.
Gentlemen. Tucky Headhunters, Boone Froggett.
Hey, everybody.
From the Fox and the Frog Antiques. Oh, you didn't know I knew about that.
Ooh, you know everything.
Yeah, y'all gonna see his antique booth
really?
Up in Bardstown.
He hangs. He'll be hanging, giving autographs this weekend.
I'm
actually in Glendale, Kentucky now.
Glendale.
At the Green Top Antique.
Man, a guy has
you
to do
buy some junk off.
Or
of
corn dogs. I'm going to be selling corn dogs there on Tuesdays. Nice.
A guy has to do what he has to do these times, you know.
Yeah, you got to sell corn dogs. That's right.
Well, anyway, how's everybody doing out there? I'm just happy to be here and out of the basement for. I've been in the basement all summer.
And since Greg walked in the door, he's been throwing his curveball. So this is going to be a very, very interesting second lunch today.
Yeah.
What,
stepping out.
What he done was, he's like, oh, these young whippersnappers think they're going to throw curveballs.
They will. They did it me last time.
He's throwing them back this time. So we love it.
We made you play your own song last time.
Yeah, you did.
The ultimate punishment.
I mean, I've got to play. I do play. I do, you know, all summer. I've been cleaning my basement. But at night, I pull the guitars out and play. Because they're sitting there looking at me, pouting. And, you know.
Greg, play me.
Would you write a song like High School Love Affair? Yeah, sure.
Yeah, there you go.
I'll write it.
There you go.
Have Fred sing it.
Yeah. There's an idea.
Well, what are we going to do today, guys? What songs? I know y'all got
some.
You're drinking coffee, aren't you?
I'm doubling down.
I need to have some good coffee. Y'all's good. Oats coffee.
Yeah, let's jam.
What y'all gonna do, guys?
One chat, one jam.
What y'all got? You got in mind, guys?
Do something funky, maybe? Or blues? Maybe a shuffle?
I'm just following you.
Let's do good.
Look here, he's got two guitars. We just got one.
That's cheating. I got it. I'm cheating on coffee, though.
Yeah,
thing now. The way I used to love you, woman, that's the way I hate you now.
Ah. End it with a major seven.
And a medium roast. Hey, watch out now. Do that again. That was great. Get a guitar lesson. Stand by.
We'll send you a bill.
Until Jack Pearson walks in, and we'll all just go, oh, all right, man. Done. Yeah.
See ya. Here.
Then when Jack walks in, we're
here.
Here you go, Jack. You take it.
Not worthy.
I haven't seen Jack lately, though. Jack, we miss you, man.
We do, man.
Miss Jack Pearson.
I miss his gig that he was doing Station Inn, yeah. Like once a week. Like a residency or something.
Yeah. Hey,
or monthly or.
Steve Warner. I don't know if Steve's watching today, but he's our hero, too. We got so many guys that we look up to, Yeah.
Kentucky legend. Yeah.
Well, what's going on? What are we going to do next, man?
You want to hit him with some. A little bit of obscurity. Let's go back a little bit to the pioneer days of Cedar Flats. And, the Loving Spoonful came down.
Actually, even before Cedar Flats, but that's close enough. You know, you want to try that?
Yeah, before we do, fill the people in on the first Les Paul you ever seen.
Yeah.
First Les Paul ever seen. Yeah. Well, November, actually a little before this. Probably around 1965, 1966, my cousin Larry Dowell brought a Lovin' Spoonful album home. And it was Do You Believe in Magic? And of course, I was intrigued by the whole band because they were just wonderful. John Sebastian, Zally, Steve, and Joe. And but if you fast forward to 1966, they released an album called Daydream. And on the back, there was a picture of John Sebastian with a 59 Les Paul. And I believe Zal was holding his harmonica up to his mouth. And, you know, it's just a really cool shot. I think it was taken over in England. And so I thought, man, what a cool-looking little guitar. I had no idea what it was. But then, fast forward to November 1966, my brother Gary and cousin Larry took me to Memorial Auditorium in Louisville to see the Lovin' Spoonful. Wow. Oh, it was amazing. Crazy. It was amazing. Oh, I was, 13 years old. And John was playing a little 59 Les Paul, and I didn't know what it was. I just thought, that is the coolest looking guitar. Mm-hmm. And
was they popular like on the radio and TV at that time or
something? Yeah. Starting in 65. So Do You Believe in Magic? Yeah. Oh, yeah. When they come to Memorial Auditorium, it was like, I mean, it was the closest thing you could see the Beatles. I mean, you know, of course, the Beatles were bigger.
You remember the first time you heard them?
The Lovin' Spoonful? Oh, yeah. On WKLO in Louisville. Summer of 65, Do You Believe in Magic? Yep. That's right. Yep.
A few years back, Greg had the... there you go.
What a killer intro.
Isn't that beautiful? Well, it's the same... cool thing is, guys, if you're into the Lovin' Spoonful, it's also the same intro to a Younger Girl. You heard that?
Yeah. Huh. That's great.
Basically same intro, but then they were big. Yeah, they're great. John Sebastian, great writer, and so I saw the Les Paul, and I went, oh, what a great guitar. Then fast forward to 1968, Michael Bloomfield, Al Kooper put an album out called Super Session. There's that same little guitar. I went, oh, Les Paul, and they sound like that. So that was kind of putting the two things together, and then
really makes you want to get a Fender in with a reverb tank.
Well,
like Mike Bloomfield.
Man, I love, anything Bloomfield did was great too, you know, but of course, got to know John over the years and got to know Zally before he passed. Matter of fact, I found a letter in the basement he sent me. I'll share it with you guys.
Wow.
I found a lot of stuff.
Greg texted me yesterday. Yeah. And he said, found my Keith Richards autograph.
I got a, in sometime way back, Pierre, Keith's guitar tech, they were in the studio in New York, and it was my birthday, And he said, Keith says, happy birthday. And Keith signed a, he signed a little headhunter card that I'd sent up there and sent it back to me. And I've got it. I found it in the basement. I found Albert Collins' autograph, too. I mean, you know, it was great going through the basement.
Oh, yeah, man. So, find stuff you didn't know you had. Yep. And then 3 hours later, you ain't done nothing but sitting there going down memory lane.
Yeah. I was hoping I'd find some money, but no money. No money, but that's okay.
There you go.
Anyway, Love and Spoonful, great band.
Yeah.
Great band.
We're going to try Summer in the City, right?
Yeah, we'll
take a stab at it. I've never played this.
So this is going to be a little different, guys. We've never
played this. Greg's throwing us a curveball.
I've never played this in a band. You know, I thought that, Headhunters used to do Daydream and Nashville Cats, but we never did this. So just envision... So make some car out there in Radio Land when this part happens.
Start going.
Just make some beep beep noises out there and we'll be okay. So we're gonna try this, all right?
I'm gonna the world.
Y'all keep the groove for us. Y'all ready, guys? Here we go.
Yeah.
Walk, man.
66. Summer in the City.
Sorry,
Kamasutra Records. Written by, I believe it was written by John Sebastian and...
John Sebastian?
Either Steve Boone's brother is another co-writer on that.
Yep.
Steve was a co-writer on that as well.
Steve, okay, great.
What about this one?
Who was the other writers?
Steve Boone.
Was it Mark Sebastian, maybe?
Maybe.
Okay.
How's everybody doing out there today?
Y'all doing good out there? We're about to throw a curveball back at Greg now.
Oh, I like this. I like this. That way I can't blame.
If we're ever known for anything, let it be for this, Gregory. Are you ready?
We're going to do Horse with No Name.
Close. I don't know. Okay. What about if we do a little Dumas Warcare?
In mine?
Very awesome, Dumas Warcare.
Thank you, Walks Off.
Is it Walks Off?
Yeah, I think so.
Walks Off, I'm walks sorry. Off I'm getting excited. This heart of mine. Yeah.
You say you're sorry. Once again, dear. Ha! You want me to take you back once more? You say you need a helping hand here, but that's what you told me once before. Walks softly on this heart of mine, love. Ha! Don't treat it mean, so mean and unkind. Unkind, that's right, and so mean. Let it rest in pieces and quiet love. Walks softly on.
Thank you. don't run, don't walk, don't run on my heart, love.
Yeah.
Walk, so there you so, go. Don't walk.
Are we going to like a big big jam, you know? Yeah.
All right.
You guys need someone to make mixed drinks.
Hey, we're actually on. Are people still listening to us? Can we tell?
I think so. Let's go talk
to them.
See
what kind of comments we're getting here.
If you guys want the headhunters...
You know, as long as you give us and pay us any attention, yeah, we'll keep doing this.
If you guys want the headhunters to add an auxiliary percussionist making mixed drinks side stage to Marriott's office, just send us a heart in, sure, the comments. Or a tip.
Well, we could get John Ellis McGee to come and do that, or some of the McGee's.
There you go. Get the.
How's everybody doing out there?
He said Z30 Amigos.
Hey, Becky from Somerset, how are you? Death needs to come out.
The sun never sets in Somerset. It's always daytime there. The sun never sets in Somerset.
Hey, Billy.
I love my Major 7. So happy. The sun never sets in Somerset.
Any questions for us? Let us know. Tell us what you think. Tell us
exactly what you think, but it's good stuff.
Unless you seriously think Greg needs to talk the headhunters into doing Mariachi Walks Off.
Well,
we'll definitely talk about that.
Well, we took one song. What song was it? Walking After Midnight and done it minorish.
Oh, really?
Remember that?
Yeah, it's really good.
We did that. You could do that. You could do. I went down to the crossroads, fell down on my knees.
Oh, man. We were messing with minor chords.
Went down to the crossroads, fell down on my knees. Asked the Lord for mercy. Help old Bob if you please.
Hello, Papa.
Hello, Papa.
I need tacos Saturday. There's somebody outside. Somebody just walked off. Somebody just dropped a bomb out here.
Okay. The box of cat food.
Hey, mailman, maybe a check or something. A check.
Yeah. Do you have something delivered here for Boudlow? Some cat food.
Catnip. What do y'all want to do, boys?
Well, let's do that Merle Haggard one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I saw somebody posted something one day and said, all you rockers out there need to have a B plan. And there is a B plan. You just don't. Country music.
Or that Arby circle.
Wait, but what my point is, I'm looking at the microphone like it's the camera. I'm sorry.
It's how, got the audio in the.
There's no B plan, but country music. I'm sorry.
That's right. That is what it is. You guys want to hear a good Merle Haggard song?
Yeah. We'll do this in honor of my brother, who's no longer on this plane of existence, but he loved Merle Haggard.
Brother Gary?
Yeah, Brother Gary. Okay. We're doing this C or D. What did we decide?
G, right?
G.
We tune because we care. Remember, Buffalo Springfield said that on Hollywood Palace in 1967. They do.
Yeah.
They did. I think it was them, or was it the Birds? I don't think the Birds ever tuned that much.
Greg would never let us touch his guitars unless we tuned them, but he always left them out of tune. We could never figure that out. There's always a lesson to be learned.
Oh, yeah.
You must tune.
You tune or die. All right, let's do some Haggard here.
Let's do it.
I don't know who's listening. We got a pretty good audience out there.
Yeah, we got a few people tuning in.
Okay.
Thank you.
me down. But they catched up with me. For the one who travels the fastest and goes along. Take one, somebody.
I'm squawking around.
Turning over right now.
There you go. That's worth a bag of Planet Oats, right?
We need coffee.
There you go.
I bet y'all got some
up in the top
stuff.
Of the video. Gregory.
Yes, sir. What's
you
that?
You got some stuff you're getting ready to drop soon, right? As
ooh,
of like next
month. Oh, maybe 10 pounds, hopefully. Maybe 10 COVID pounds here.
Me and you both, man. Absolutely.
That's okay. Yeah. That's all right. I'm
40. Still. I'm down 40.
I was
more.
Down real good, but I think I gained about 10 back. But I'm still walking every day, so I'm probably, most of my weight is in my rear end.
You know what I've realized?
Oh, no. Yeah, go ahead, buddy.
I realize, just doing something like walking is just good for, your joints and stuff. I notice, if I don't move enough and you get up, joints start to crack and hear these pops.
Walking's good
freaks
for
you out.
It's good for your head, man.
It really is.
Spirit.
Awesome.
So, last night, I was at Beaver Trail about, I don't know, so you go on there about 7-something. I was going between, I listened to Steve Warner, then I listened to you. Steve Warner was doing his Warner Wednesday.
Yeah.
Then I went over and listened to you. Of course, Eric Martin listens to you every Wednesday. He listens to you every Saturday.
We listen to you every Monday. So
Eric don't listen to me. That's okay, Will. We're having fun, you know.
Yeah. But you got online merch store coming soon.
Yes, we do. Starting, is this coming Monday?
Oh. Right? Yeah. Last boat.
This coming Monday.
Yeah.
Low down, hoedown
merch. This has been something that should have happened 20 years ago, but thanks to you guys.
Yeah, man. And
somebody has to push me.
And you got something else. You're really working on scaling and growing your radio show.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Yeah. I've been a D93 for 18 and a half years, and I'll continue there because I love their great crew down there. But we're also looking at getting this show syndicated, and we're working on the home studio, which we got some, you know, we got some work to do, don't we?
Yeah.
He's helping. You're helping. I mean, everybody's helping, you know.
Got to get it out to the people's.
Yeah, right. It's fun. And, you know, between, I can do my, when I'm on the, we're all on the road, folks, at various times. Right now, we're not on the road, of course. But I've got to kind of figure it out where I can do a lot of that stuff from the road, you know, that you used to couldn't do. I mean, you guys do, we all three do radio shows. Isn't that crazy?
It is crazy.
Greg, he's gone up here to, way up here, the syndicated, like if you guys listen to stuff like what, Alice Cooper or Dee Snider's House of Harris. Steve Gorman, shows like that are syndicated where you can pick them up, different states or cities.
Yeah.
That's what, you know, Greg's getting ready to do with his show, which is awesome. And if you guys are big fans of...
we're going to do it from my basement, too.
Yeah.
We're going to do it from my basement.
Absolutely.
Electric Lazy Land or Electric Lazy Land? Whatever Johnny McGee calls it.
It should be your podcast.
Depends on the day.
Lazy Land podcast. Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Oh, yeah, by the way, this coming Monday night, this is a kind of last-minute thing. Of course, we were cleaning the basement yesterday, and I found two copies of Dripping Wet on vinyl by Wet Willie.
Oh, man, yeah, the live album?
Yes.
Woo, Ricky!
I listened to Red Hot Chicken. I went, okay, man, this has got to be my feature for Monday night. God, and I got to get back into some Allman Brothers. Yeah. And about that time,
that's on a Strat, too, wasn't it?
Was it a... I think it was.
I think it was playing Strat.
Do an Ampeg amp. What a tone, right? Ricky Hirsch, one of my favorite guitars.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
No, that's all good, man. That Jimmy Hall. Well, how old was Jimmy? Early 20s when that was out? I mean, he was the mouth of the South, right?
Listened.
Yeah, that's true.
Did Capricorn. They reopened back up and Blackberry Smoke went down there. And they did a re-ignition of Wet Willie's version of Grits Ain't Groceries. And at the end of it, like Jimmy Hall is just ad lib feel way he was in song. I was like, man, he's the dude, man. He's the
church.
I've never seen anybody that can get up with someone on the stature of like Jeff Beck and sing to him live and say, Jeffrey. Like,
listen, man, I
gotta have a lot of
back in 2015. I think we talked about this last time. I happened to be in Louisville the day that Jeff Beck was playing at the, I don't know what the venue was. I was getting, this is when I was having some, I was having, this arm just decided for about, y'all remember, about 3 or 4 weeks, it just decided, you're going to play slide, you're not going to play regular guitar for a while, because I'd been lifting some heavy stuff, and so I was up getting some x-rays and some different things done, and I found out that Jimmy and Jeff were in town, so I went to the show. Jimmy met me at the back door, and I hung with Jimmy all day. To hang at the side of the stage and watch Jeff Beck, and I was in the dressing room that night, and Jeff walked in. He looked at Jimmy and said, "You need a license for that voice." I mean, listen, if Jeff Beck taps you to sing in his band...
Not only that, but when Greg Allman got sick and like they needed a backup vocalist for Greg Allman, like Jimmy Hall's who they call.
Yeah.
He sounds stronger now than he did probably in his 20s.
He's fine wine, man.
Keeps getting better.
And what I was saying last night, I already decided, because... So I gotta know what I'm gonna do next Monday, and I decided I'm gonna do some Wet Willie. Well, Jimmy just texted me out of the blue from L.A., and I said, and we were talking about something... about another song, and I said, "Well, hey, what are you doing Monday night?" He said, "Well, I don't think I'm doing anything, so we're gonna call in the radio show." So he's gonna call in Monday night around 8:15.
I gotta get you on mine, man, and we need to get you on Boone's show too.
Well, yeah, of course.
We'll hang out, geek out over some stuff. We can hang out, geek out on Boone's show about roots and stuff like that, and new stuff online and all that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Check out Boone's show. His show airs. Boone and I both got shows on 99.1 The Hoss.
That's right.
Based out of Edmonton.
Good shows. Really good shows.
Mine was last night, Wednesdays from 7 to 9. And Boone's Rockin' Roots airs every Saturday.
Yep.
8 to 10.
And Brother Erndog, off the charts. Is he going to be like the... is Ernie going to be like the Glasgow, South Central Kentucky version of Bill St. James, you think? It could be.
We're like the Mount Rushmore of hillbilly radio.
Yeah. I love hillbilly debauchery.
You know, and we all have fun, man. It is fun. It's like inviting somebody over to your living room to say, "Hey, man, do you remember listening to the Fifth Dimension? Would you like to fly?" You know, I mean, you know. We there was no rules in our radio shows.
Oh no, man. I played Too High by Stevie Wonder into Live Black Sabbath from the show. Then I did Bill Withers.
I think you played some Sabbath. Eric also said, because I was going between you and Warner last night, and
that was a trip.
I bet it was.
It was. Hey, Steve.
He's a man. Kentucky guy.
Have you guys ever met Steve? Yeah.
No. I'd love to meet Steve.
I haven't.
Oh, you'll love Steve.
I'd love to meet him and his son. I'm a big fan of his son.
Oh, they're the best, man.
He's a great guitar player.
Yeah. Steve is just an amazing artist, man. Great songwriter, great singer, great guitar player. He can draw.
Yeah.
He's a humble. I'm going to tell you, the whole Warner family are like that. I know Terry. I knew his parents. They're just good people, man. Yeah. And, you know, this part of the country, we're very blessed to be from where we're from.
Absolutely.
Because
I was thinking about our Rushmore.
As much as we love rock and roll, country music is a big part of what we are. And I'm real thankful for country. I think this pandemic has made me really think about that. And I go, you know, because somebody said, have a B plan. Well, country music was my B plan. And it just, I'm not saying it was for everybody, but it was what God wanted for me. Anyway.
Sir, on that subject, why don't you do 9 Pound Hammer and sing?
9 Pound Hammer? I haven't done it in a while.
A lot of people don't know that Greg's a great flat picker.
Well, he's my favorite flat picker.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. You're my favorite, man.
No, I'm not a flat picker. I'm a thumb picker.
Thumb picker.
Yeah, I can't, but I'm not the,
I like the fast stuff, but I like it in the middle of the road. It feels good.
I'm not very. I haven't done this in a while, guys.
Yeah. That's guitar. You know what you got to do next too. This, and then you got to do Stairway to the Outhouse.
Oh, okay. Let's see.
Putting you on the spot now.
Let's see. Let me think here. That 9 pound hammer, just a little too heavy for my size. For my size. Going up downtown, going to see my baby, and he ain't coming back. Ain't coming back. Roll on, buddy. Don't you roll so slow. How can I roll when the wheels won't roll? Roll on, buddy, with your roller coat. How can I roll when the wheels won't roll? It's a long way to Harlem. It's a long way to Hazard. Just to get a little brew. Just to get a little brew. When I'm long gone, you can make my tombstone out of number 9 gold, out of number 9 gold. Roll on, buddy, don't you roll so slow. How can I roll when the wheels won't roll? Roll on, buddy, with your load of gold. How can I roll when the load of gold? Go ahead. Thank you. Travis. We're doing a lot of Merles today, aren't we, guys?
That's right.
Haven't done that in a while.
Yeah.
And I know what you're wanting to hear next, if I can do it here. If Jimmy Page and Robert Plant were hanging in an outhouse in Muhlenberg County.
Jimmy Page and Richard Tobacco Plant.
That's right. I'm just in the right place, time with the right guys, you know.
Sir. Anybody that spends a lot of time on YouTube, there's a great clip of Greg sitting in with Joe Bonamassa. And they're going back and forth, and Greg starts. Whole band stops. And it's like, no, I can't go there. It's great.
Is it showing Joe over shaking his head?
Yeah.
I can't shred like Joe Bonamassa. I love Joe, by the way. I like Joe. It's Joe's great.
We love Joe.
If he starts firing his stuff at me, I'm like going.
You took him to Kentucky.
Yeah.
Well, come on to Kentucky, to the hog pit. Hey, Jack Pearson and Joe told me, said, man, you did exactly what you needed to do. Jack Pearson did the same thing the night before. Jack Pearson took him down a rabbit hole. I mean, he started, you know, all that. And then Joe was like, but Joe's great. He's a great guy, man.
I like the one, too, at RS Guitar Works. You going, was it Cannonball Red?
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
I think you did that in the middle of Stairway to Heaven. Yeah. It went really nice for that.
There it is.
Yeah. Some more comments.
If you live in Kentucky, this is our heritage right here. This is thumb picking.
It's right.
Hey, Sister Jen.
I think I'm out,
Jen. Lindsay.
Hey, I love the Lindsay family. How y'all doing? Let me tune up. You wanna? Richard Young is called.
Uh-oh. We're in trouble now,
aren't we, folks?
What's up, everybody? Thank you.
Let me do something here. Let me tune up here, boys.
I'm thinking about some slow blues or something.
Yeah, whatever y'all want to do. Is there something else you guys had in mind?
I'm all about anything. Slow blues, funk, or a shuffle. That's always good with me. Doesn't matter. Something key of B. Maybe B.
What y'all want to do?
Slow blues and a B minor.
Oh, y'all want to do a minor blues? Is that what y'all thinking?
Yeah.
Or we can.
Minor blues.
Thank you.
been drifting like a ship out on the sea. Drifting and drifting like a ship out on the sea.
B minor slow blues. You want to end on maybe a gospel song or something? Ooh, there.
Oh, that's High School Love Affair. We got to finish that. You know, have to go back and.
All right. Well, how about we do going a gospel song?
Going down the Tennessee line on a Saturday night.
You do Walk With Me, Jesus.
Walk With Me, Jesus. Yeah.
You know the words, don't you?
Yeah. We need to get some slide action in.
Yeah, I guess.
Shout out to Doc.
We both play some. Yeah, that's baby. Right. Yeah. Let's see. Yeah, Doc.
He's got the Greg Martin signature redneck. The blues got full. We'll conclude with the blues gospel.
It is a D, right?
Yeah.
We haven't done this in a while.
Welcome.
Second Lunch, Merchant Jams. Brother Greg Martin.
Hello. Oh, I keep
on the Starvation Box.
That.
Yeah, we have both of these, man.
I got the Starvation Box, y'all.
Yeah, we gotta write Starvation Box, boys. It hasn't been wrote on
it. I got those Starvation.
We need Johnny McGee for that one.
Anyway, I hope we're still on, right? Are
yep.
we all
still on?
Well, bye,
thank you,
folks.
Guys.
Thank y'all for
See
having
y'all.
Us.
Thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for inviting us into your living room, from our living room to yours. And remember, Monday we will be talking about the online merch store for the Lowdown Hoedown.
And anything else you want to plug? Like, what's all?
Well,
Headhunter show coming up.
Yeah,
here locally.
I just heard September 12th. Here in Glasgow.
Yeah.
You go to the Barron County Tourism. Is that what it is? Yeah. Glasgow Tourism.
What about the Martin Smith McGee stuff?
That is a that CD should it's going to be out at some point. It's
And Headhunters, y'all getting ready to
At some point, yeah.
New Headhunters music coming soon.
Yeah,
a lot of stuff going on. Greg's got one of his side deals he's doing with Dean and his stepson Johnny McGee.
One night in the
they
studio,
got something coming
out. did 11 songs in one night.
11 songs.
Just wrote except for one was a cover.
And real quick, plug your the True Fire thing.
Yeah, True Fire. Okay, Kentucky. What is it actually called?
Kentucky. Backwoods Kentucky.
Yeah,
Blues.
Backwoods Kentucky Blues. Backwoods
Greg Martin.
Backwoods Country. Backwoods Kentucky. Country Blues.
Country Blues.
You gotta get that Country Blues in there. I don't know. It's
that's one of the best ways you could kind of summarize a lot of your playing approach in the Headhunters. It's just a nice melting pot of country blues and all of that good stuff. I mean, you talk about, you go over stuff from whether it's John Sebastian from Love and Spoonful, how he influenced you, to Merle Travis, people from Kentucky like that, to people like
a lot of Jimmy Reed type stuff in the True
blues,
Fire video.
Jimmy Reed,
Oh, Jimmy Reed,
country blues and rock. I mean, those three.
Yeah. Backwoods country blues, man. I mean, it's all, that's what it is.
Right.
What is it actually? What's the official? I need to go up there and actually promote it. I'm the worst one about promoting anything. I'm terrible. except, you know, I try to, but I'm really bad about that. Sorry, folks.
If they want
to
get a copy of that, is it TrueFire.com?
Yeah, look up Greg Martin on TrueFire. Matter of fact, I should post something about that today. I will. Yeah.
Stay tuned.
I'm sorry, guys.
You look on Greg's page, and I know you're... some other stuff. You got your own website, gregmartin.com, right?
Yeah, it's kind of a
got
work.
Some of your
it's got a lot of
stuff.
Yeah, or you go to check me out on Facebook. Check out the Headhunter site. Check me out on Facebook, Instagram, Lowdown Hoedown, and be sure to check out our radio stations. It is National Radio Day, I believe.
It is.
Really?
There you go.
Radio Day.
Hats
shout
off
out
to D93
with the Hoss and D93.
Yeah,
letting us do our things.
Yeah, we're lucky.
We appreciate it. And they both of them have always been big supporters of not only Otis, but the Headhunters, of course, too.
Yes, they have.
Over here supporting us. We appreciate our community radio, that's for sure.
That's right.
On today, how awesome is that? I didn't know that.
Yep.
That's awesome.
I just found it out, thanks to John Quincy at the WAKY site, and I saw that. But, you know, we're all kind of hunkered down right now. It is strange times out there, but... hey, when times get strange, we just get stranger.
There you go. Life's weird. Then it gets weirder.
The virus thinks it's weird. We can get weird right with it, you know?
Yeah.
I'll sit down, listen to AM radio at night, and raid the refrigerator for ice cream.
Yeah.
And
how else would we came up with Mariachi that walks off?
Walks softly on this out of mine.
I love it. We're going to play the Lost Mariachis one day.
Let's all...
you ever before grab their guitar and tune it for them?
Where at?
Remember when they used to have the mariachi band at Lost Mariachis or that? Like, man, can I just tune that for you real quick?
I love going there, by the way.
I do too. Hey, love you guys.
Love you guys, seriously. Y'all take it. Yeah, listen, y'all love each other, pray for each other, take care of each other, and try to get along. Okay. Hey, if if Fender and Gibson guitars can get along okay in a group, then you group of people can get along just fine too. How's that?
That's right.
Yeah, man. Come on, just get along. I mean, don't let this political stuff get you down. We're not going to go there, by the way, because it ain't worth it.
Greg and I are a little bit separate. I'm not saying madness.
we're separate Martins.
No, I love. Hey, I love. I love our country. We love our country, and we want the best for our country. But there's one way to get this country back on its feet, is that's to pray and look above.
There you go.
Don't look towards.
Mr. E would tell us if he was here. That's
his line. But do vote. But I'm not going to get into that. Y'all vote however you feel.
You can regret a lot of things, but you'll never regret being kind.
That's right.
Being kind to
be
others.
Kind to each other. And love each other.
There you go.
And I got to go home and work on my basement some more.
There you go.
It's about done. It's about done. Thank God.
I'll see you guys next time. We'll have Greg Barb again with
thanks
us.
Thanks to Otis. Y'all check Otis. We did. Did we promote any Otis stuff? Come on. No Otis. Okay.
They get all that.
Okay. See y'all.
Bye.